This is a phase one commutation hearing for Fabio Rojas. ADC number is 293568. Mr. Rojas is currently serving a 7.5-year sentence for a narcotic drug violation. He is asking for a 9 months reduction in sentence. If he receives that 9 months, he has a release date of 6 June 19th of 2019. He's also serving concurrently charges with this charge that he's serving. He has a dangerous drug charge that he's serving and a flight from law enforcement that he's actually serving. If he is given it, he has a flat sentence that he has a mandatory minimum on. So what it would do is when he is released, has finished his mandatory minimum time on the dangerous drug violation, then he would be able to be out instead of having to do the time on those other charges that are running concurrent. He states that his reason for wanting a commutation is that he first states that the reason that he got involved in the offense because he was detained with heroin in his pocket, that he was an addict and he was addicted to opiates, and the main reason that he was being in possession was to continue to get high and mainly prevent the opiates withdrawal. He also states that he feels that he's been thoroughly rehabilitated and that his life is back to normal. And also that he's seeking a reduction because he believes the punishment has been excessive. He says that his plan is, if he was released, is get an interstate compact, go to the state of Missouri, where his family is now living at. He has no disciplinary action since the time that he's actually been incarcerated. He has taken several programs, training and work program since he's been incarcerated, which includes HVAC system, plumbing, polar, building maintenance, all the series, building trade, functional literacy, things that he could do when he wants his release. He does have an extensive criminal record dating back to 1995, which includes false information to the police, selling and transporting marijuana, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, robbery, probation revocation, evading police, looting the city's acts with a child under 14 years old, grand theft, forgery, embezzlement, assault to commit, rape and mayhem, burglary, and he does have a parole violation that's also listed. This is an incident that occurred back on February 19th of 2013 at approximately 2:40 p.m. Undercover police officer observed the defendant stop his vehicle in a parking lot for approximately 5 minutes without either he or the two passengers exiting the car. Police followed as the defendant drove out of the parking lot and committed several traffic infractions. Eventually, a traffic stop was conducted, and due to a strong smell of marijuana coming from the vehicle and the police canine alerting to the smell coming from the vehicle, a search was completed. Inside the car, located over 50 grams of heroin, 3 grams of methamphetamine, 17 grams of mushroom, 16.5 grams of marijuana, and a digital scale and several unused syringes. Defendant was placed under arrest and admitted the drugs belonged to him. He also stated that he was planning to sell the drugs to support his financial needs as well as his heroin addict. The presumptive sentence for this crime was 6.5 years. The minimum sentence was 4.5 years. The maximum sentence was 13 years. As a result of a plea agreement, the charges of possession and the use of marijuana was a Class 6 felony was dismissed. The Count 4, possession or use of dangerous drug, a Class 4 felony was dismissed. Count 5, possession of dangerous drug paraphernalia, a Class 6 felony was dismissed. And Count 6, possession of drug paraphernalia, a Class 6 felony was dismissed. Because he did enter into a plea agreement and those charges were dismissed, as well as the defendant's prior felony convictions were also not used in this case, I do not feel that the case was excessive. Therefore, I am not in support of Mr. Rojas being passed on to a phase two commutation hearing. I will move to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Therefore, I am going to make a motion to not pass Mr. Fabio Rojas to a phase two commutation hearing.
Second.
Agreed.
That will conclude this hearing.